Good morning, this is Annabelle and Liv with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a Gold Coast-based realtor has gotten into hot water after it was found he was using an AI system and voice to canvass prospective buyers of an apartment tower. Colliers Real Estate in the Gold Coast contacted potential buyers with an AI that would ask questions relating to the purchase. The AI, claiming to be called Daniel, did not disclose the fact that it was an AI and on a recorded line until asked. While Colliers has yet to make a statement, digital media experts say that the situation shines a light on a possibly scary future. They say that increasing corporate reliance on AI agents instead of humans can lead to distrust from consumers.
In the Moreton Bay area, a falcon-like drone is being used to protect crops from rainbow lorikeets. The so-called roe bird has the same size, silhouette, and flight patterns of a peregrine falcon and is being trialled to deter other birds from strawberry crops. Birds cause more than $300 million in Australian crop losses annually. The latest roe bird trial has seen a, quote, 89% reduction in fruit damage. The birds currently still require human operators. Over the next 3 years, they are set to take to the skies multiple times a day over strawberry fields across southeast Queensland.
In some national news, the federal government is suing the American mining company 3M over the contamination of waterways in Katherine, a decade after it was first announced by the Department of Defense. The contamination arose in 2016 from the use of PFAS, or synthetic forever chemicals, which were used in firefighting at Tyndale, which sits above a large and interconnected aquifer. The residents are still advised not to drink the bore water and to monitor their consumption of local fish and eggs. A Senate inquiry into the issue last year found evidence that it had affected Aboriginal people in the region, who had historically eaten large quantities and varieties of fish and crustaceans from the river. Katherine resident Anjali Palmer has welcomed the news, saying, quote, "I think it's about time we start holding large corporations to account. The damage done to the environment and to people's health has been so concerning."
An island in Tasmania's Bass Strait has been declared free of feral cats after a successful eradication program, with penguins being sighted there for the first time in decades. Little Dog Island plays host to around 500,000 nesting seabirds every year, but until recently, the bird life had been, quote, taking a hammering from feral cats. Invasive species biologist Dr. Sue Robinson and her team trapped feral cats from the island in 2022 and 2023, catching and humanely euthanizing 21 cats and over 100 possums. Since then, no signs of feral cats have been recorded, and the removal of the threat has seen penguin sightings on Little Dog Island for the first time since the 1980s.
In international news, the UK government has published over 1,000 pages of documents relating to the appointment of former ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson. Mandelson was sacked in 2025 after it was revealed he was a friend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Among the new documents were emails and text messages between Mandelson and the government ministers. Police have asked for some documents to be withheld as they form part of a criminal investigation into Mandelson for alleged misconduct. Prime Minister Keir Starmer has faced controversy over his appointment of Mandelson, facing challenges to his leadership and questions over his judgment.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is rated high, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.